As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Do you want to be right? Or do you want to be happy?
And Chris Ello.
You can't kick a porpoise when it's down.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Sailing our way into hour number 3 of Quinn and Chris. Chris Ello, today Sam Levitt, the great one. It's nice enough to sit in for a couple of hours, and now bonus time with Sam Levitt.
It's like extra time, soccer.
Thank you, Sam. All right. I like it. I can get behind that. Frank Marchese, Big Frank, sitting in for the ailing Matt Scraby. We hope to have Matt back in the saddle tomorrow, but he has not been feeling well the last couple of days. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on vacay. Chris Ello here with you and the gang at 4:01, and we're getting ready for a little Chris versus the Fans. And this is going to be one of my favorite editions of Chris versus the Fans ever, because I'm not going to play. I'm going to turn it over to today's host of the show, Frank Marchese, and today's expert, Sam Levitt. Are you pretty good at... I'm sure you're good at baseball trivia. How good are you at some of the other stuff that might come up?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
All right.
And, I mean, I've done this at least once or twice.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I haven't been around
during the winter.
See it.
Yeah, maybe days I was filling in for you with Scraby.
I haven't been.
Yeah,
been
I don't remember how
doing.
I did, but.
All right. Well, we're going to find out how you do today. We've got a full list of phone callers out there.
The bigger concern is the questions, because we know Scraby, sometimes these questions, it's,
that's the hardest part.
What is this?
The hardest part is figuring out Scraby's questions. There's no doubt about it. Figuring out what Scraby's question is part of this game, for sure. But if you can unlock the secret and then beat Sam Levitt today, you will be qualified for a trip to the Rio in Las Vegas. It includes a 2-night stay and dinner for two. It also includes a day bed at the Rio pool. Rio Las Vegas is back, baby. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, 4 sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. which is where Frank and I are going to be going. It's all ready for you now and your next Vegas escape. Beyond the expected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams, Rio Las Vegas, the Rhythm of Vegas, book now at riolasvegas.com. What do you say, Frank Marchese? Let's play a little Sammy versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're about to get underway here. There are six lines, and they're all filled. I will choose a line at random by rolling this dice that I have here. Whichever number comes up, that's where we'll start today. You'll get three questions. They'll get a little easier to harder. And if you answer correctly, you move on to question number two and then three. But if you miss it, Sam Levitt can end your dreams by correctly answering the question. If he mm-hmm. misses it, though, then you you live on. And you move to the next round or you win. And Frank says he doesn't want to take part of this. We'll see if Sammy wants to take part in this part of it. If you're a first-time player,
it's just me today.
You didn't even take part of it.
I know. I didn't even take part. That's right. If you're a first-time player, then you get the first question. You can move right past it. You go around to question two, but you have to let us know. All right, so here we go. The dice has said that line number five will go first today, so it looks like old Tom out there.
It looks like Tom. Tom, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing all right. All right. So
first time playing.
Oh,
there you go.
Right on to question two for Tom. All right. Very good.
All righty. So let's get into it. Question number two. Justin Upton played six seasons for what team?
It's a Scraby question. You have to figure it out yourself.
Justin Upton played for six seasons. What team did he play the most seasons in his career with? I'm guessing he meant, is it 16 possibly?
Yeah, I think it's 16.
Okay.
Scraby is, you know.
This is terrible.
Okay.
I mean, look, Scraby has trouble writing these questions when he's not sick.
What team did Justin Upton play the most years with?
He did play 16 years. That is correct.
Let's just start this whole transaction over.
I understand, I think, the question.
He understands it. Okay. Tom says, you know, enough's enough, Frank.
Right.
Give him an opportunity. Right. What are you going to go with here, Tom? What team did he play the most with?
I'm going to go with the Braves.
The Braves, he says.
Oh, wow.
That's not surprising. Atlanta.
It's not the Braves. Did not play with the most with the Braves. Justin Upton, who did he play the most with? Sammy, if you get this.
It's not the Braves.
No, he did not
get
that. That's
a little
right.
surprising to me. That probably would have been my...
One of the teams he played with was the Padres.
Right, but it's not them. Is it the Angels?
The Angels, he says.
Oh! Did he even play for the Angels?
Yes, he did.
I know it.
You know it now, Tom. Who do you think it is now?
I think it's the Diamondbacks.
It is the Diamondbacks.
You know, I just don't.
That was my other guess.
That was the first team he played for, was the Diamondbacks.
Wow.
Played for them for his first 6 years were with the Arizona, then only 2 years in Atlanta.
Weird. I would have thought he was there longer.
Yeah. And then quick stops in San Diego, Detroit. Before he finished Detroit, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
And then he finished with 5 years with the Angels.
Oh, so the Angels were close. Okay.
Angels were last. Actually, I take it back. He snuck in 17 games with Seattle in his final season. All right, very good. Tom, you stay alive and move on to deciding third question here.
All right, hopefully no
hiccups in the question.
One, yes.
Yeah, I know. Frank is looking at it.
Mariano Rivera and Trevor Hoffman are the only pitchers in MLB history with more than 600 saves. Who is third on that list with 478?
Ooh, pretty good question, I think. Tom, what do you think? Who's number three on the all-time save list?
Yes, yeah. All-time saves list.
Behind Rivera and behind Trevor.
I'm going to go straight guess. Kenley Jansen.
Kenley Jansen. Is he number three on the all-time save list?
I don't think so.
Oh, Sam says no, and he's right. It is not Kenley Jansen.
Oh, man, this is hard.
This is hard. All right, he could miss this, Tom, and you could still end up winning.
There's something in me.
Something in you.
That wants to say, I feel like it's wrong, though. That wants to say it's maybe Francisco Rodriguez.
K-Rod. Oh, you got some time.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think it's wrong, though, but yes.
He's going with K-Rod. If this is wrong, Tom is the champ.
How many did he have?
It is wrong.
Who is it?
Number six on the all-time list is K-Rod.
Okay.
Number five on the all-time list is Tom's answer, Kenley Jansen.
Okay.
Number four on the all-time list is the active Craig Kimbrell.
Right, okay.
And number three, the guy you are all looking for, Hall of Famer Lee Smith.
Okay.
Lee Smith.
Okay.
Mostly for the Cubs.
I thought K-Rod was higher.
Yeah,
on that
list.
Or maybe at one time he was.
He was. He's just recently been passed by both Kimbrell and Jansen.
I thought he was higher on the list. All right.
Very good, Tom. You win today.
Job. Wow, I stink.
No, you don't stink. Those are two really good questions. Those are two really good questions from the Scraby Chronicles there.
Well, now I want to look it up. What do you want to look up?
You want to look up BJ Upton?
But why did we think, BJ only spent 2 years in Atlanta, too. That's weird.
Maybe you thought Justin Upton was in Atlanta longer because he came to the Padres from
Atlanta. I think of the Uptons. I just think of them as Braves a lot in my head. But they were there for a couple of years.
But weren't they both Diamondbacks, too? Or Rays?
Well, BJ wasn't. He was a Ray for a long time, yeah.
BJ was. But BJ never played for the Diamondbacks.
No.
All right. Well, you came up empty today, Sammy. What can I tell you? I might have come up empty, too. So those were tough questions. Mariano Rivera, though, 652. Trevor, 601.
So that means Francisco Rodriguez was somewhat recently fourth.
Right. He just got passed.
I wasn't super off.
Oh, hell no. No, you were very good. And Tom was very good because his Kenley Jansen answer was actually ahead of your answer.
Right.
So good for him. I really can't believe Craig Kimbrell is still going.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like every time I look up, he's getting lit up. But the Orioles, stick with them.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, Kimbrell's still really good. There have been a lot of big spots, though, and postseason spots that have not gone his way.
Yeah, the top 10 all-time saves is Rivera, Trevor, Lee Smith, Kimbrell, Kenley Jansen, K-Rod, John Franco. There you go.
Yeah.
Frank, an old Met for you. Billy Wagner, another old Met.
K-Rod's an old Met, too.
K-Rod's an old Met. Dennis Eckersley is ninth. And Joe Nathan would be your number 10 guy on the all-time save list. Of course, saves were, a whole different ball of wax back in the day.
Yeah.
When Raleigh Fingers, to me, he's 15th on the all-time save list. But his 341 saves are more impressive even than Lee Smith's 478.
Right.
Because Raleigh Fingers was always three innings. Same with Goose.
Yeah.
Well, Goose had 310.
The thing with Mariano and Trevor Hoffman are, number one, they were excellent. Number two, they just did it for so long. It's such a high level. I mean, you look at the list, it's 652 for Mariano, 601 for Trevor, and then Lee Smith is at 478.
Yeah.
There's just a wide gap.
I remember when Rivera came up with the Yankees. And he was the eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember who the ninth inning guy was before Rivera took over?
Yeah, his name is...
He's number 12 on the all-time save list.
So I guess that's Jeff Reardon?
No.
No, who is that?
John Wetteland.
Right.
Yeah. 1996, the first year that the Yankees won the World Series under Joe Torre,
right,
John Wetteland was the closer. Rivera was the setup guy. And then, of course, Wetteland moved on to free agency the very next year.
It's like a little Robert Suarez, and Josh Hader situation.
Interesting, yeah. I think people think that Mariano Rivera just started out as the closer.
Right.
I saw Mariano Rivera pitch at Tony Gwynn Stadium on the campus of San Diego State. And I believe it was the 96 season. The Yankees that year opened the season in Anaheim. Mm. And George Steinbrenner, the then owner, was friends with the Aztec athletic director at the time named Rick Bay. Mm. They knew each other from back in the day. And Steinbrenner called Rick Bay and said, "We are opening the season in Anaheim, but we have like 3 days off in between our spring training finale and the old. We really could use a game. What would you think about us coming to San Diego and playing the Aztecs? You know, you're and Rick Bay and Tony Gwynn was the, you know, the manager. I mean, it was a big deal."
Yeah.
And so the Yankees came and played the Aztecs in a spring training game, and all the Yankees were here. I mean, we're talking Strawberry and Bernie Williams and all those guys, and they were wonderful. They all played a couple innings, then they all went and hung out in the dugout with the Aztec players. I remember a guy by the name of Chad Curtis hit a grand slam. Mm. The Yankees ended up winning probably 12-4. They won comfortably. But I remember in the middle of the game, Mariano Rivera came in to pitch, maybe the fifth or sixth inning. And I just remember there was this one left-handed batter for the Aztecs who came up to face him, and he just had no chance to get around on the Rivera fastball. Sammy, he lined like 7 or 8 pitches in a row over the third base dugout, just like straight foul. And Rivera was dying of laughter on the mound because it was like he kept saying, here comes a fastball.
Right.
And, you couldn't hit it. You couldn't get around on it. And that was that, whoever that kid was, don't feel so bad. Because major league players couldn't hit it either,
right,
for the better part of 20 years. So, I mean, Mariano Rivera only had one pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unbelievable thing. And that's the thing that I was thinking about with Suarez. Suarez has more than one pitch.
Right.
But by and large, he does it with one pitch.
Peter.
And you think to yourself, God, are they going to catch up to it at some point? I don't know. They never caught up to Rivera.
Yeah.
So,
well, for the most part this season, they haven't. I mean,
that's right.
Suarez a little has been blip on the radar with the game where they walked it off. But
yeah, they end up winning that game anyway.
Yeah.
So,
and also he had to come in bases loaded, a game he shouldn't have been in anyway. I kind of erased that game from the ledger.
You're nice to do that.
Yes.
You're nice. I looked at it the other way. I thought, come on, man, this is the easiest save you'll ever get.
Well,
you got a 5-run lead, you got to get one out.
Well, but bases loaded and then one swing, and it was a 1-run game.
I know. But he didn't do it. That was one of the rare times he didn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, good job, Tom. Congratulations. An exciting game of Chris versus the Fans. I enjoyed watching you guys play. Sammy Levitt, thank you so much
for
coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Good
seeing
you. It is so tough to, and it honestly is. I mean, these are a tough 3 or 4 days. I don't have Tony. I don't have Scraby. Frank's been great, but it was really nice of you to come
in. Thank you.
I know the listeners appreciate it. They love hearing from you, and we will hear from you again. You're invited, by the way, tomorrow.
I know.
Tomorrow's another day.
We'll see.
So if you'd like to come in, you're more than welcome to.
But if not tomorrow, 3:10 Friday.
We'll see you at 3:10 Friday for the next Padre pregame show. Right now, we'll send you to some traffic and then back more Gwynn and Chris.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Thanks again to Sammy checking in with us for a couple of hours there. Sam Levitt, Frank Marchese, Big Frank, filling in for the ailing Matt Scraby today. Hopefully we get Scraby back tomorrow. Tony Gwynn on vacation. But Gwen and Chris rolls on here at 4:23 on a Wednesday afternoon. Not a whole lot happening in the sports world on this Wednesday. We will have a Daily Gambit, though, coming up for you in the 5 o'clock hour. And also, we thought with the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies for Major League Baseball coming up, we would revisit one of our all-time favorite moments on this program. The day that Tony Gwynn Jr. and I sat down in Cooperstown right before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame with Trevor Hoffman. Great interview from several years ago. And you're going to get a chance to hear that a tad later in the program today. You know, it's I was looking at this, Frank, and I was looking at some of the stats in Major League Baseball. And, you know, one of the things that I think makes baseball great is that the statistics, even though we've come out now with all these analytic things and F-war and I don't know, bat bip.
I agree.
There's stuff I can't even understand. But we've come out with all this stuff. We still do have some of the other averages and home runs and RBIs and, you know, statistics that you can compare through the eras, through the history of the game. It was a different game in 1920 than it is in 2024, but, you know, you can compare statistics now to then. And I look at some of the stats at the midway point of this season, And I start, and it's not the official midway point. We're actually more than halfway through, but
game 100 on Friday.
That's right. The All-Star break is, you know, kind of looked upon. And I'm looking at, is there any all-time records that are being threatened this year? The answer to that is most likely no. Ryan Helsley of the Cardinals does have 32 saves. I believe K-Rod, your guy, has the record with like 65. So he's almost halfway there, but again...
Oh, no, that was... I thought Gagne, but that's the most consecutive without blowing a save.
Yeah, Gagne had the most consecutive ever without blowing a save, but I think K-Rod has the record for single-season saves with 65. And... yeah, that was in 2008. Now, the thing about K-Rod, the number two guy on that list is another one of your guys, Edwin Diaz, with 57. So K-Rod broke that record by five, and that's a pretty comfortable margin on it. The most Trevor ever got was 53. Gagne had 55. Anyway, so that's one of them. But here's a record that absolutely is not going to be caught this season, and I don't know that it's going to be caught in our lifetime or anyone else's. You know what it is? Like, take a, I mean, look, the home run record, Bonds, 73. I'm looking at single season records. You're right. DiMaggio's 56 seems untouchable for a hitting streak. I'm talking about a single season statistic. It's in the major category. Single season statistic that is very unlikely ever to be broken. I think Nolan Ryan's strikeouts, 383.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody pitches that much anymore, so it's almost impossible. But here's a record that conceivably could be broken because, to me, the game hasn't necessarily changed in this regard. And that is RBIs. RBIs are still counted up the same way they always were.
Mm-hmm.
They're still, you know, pretty much chalked up the same way they always were chalked up in the day. There's no real difference. Maybe everyday players sit out a few extra games during the course of a season, but it's not like pitchers who now pitch 100 fewer innings than they used to. The RBI record, do you know what it is, Frank, by offhand?
I do not know. I'm sure it's probably in the 160s, maybe?
That's what you would think. The RBI record was set almost 100 years ago in the 1930 season by a Chicago Cub outfielder by the name of Hack Wilson. And if you ever look at a picture of old Hack Wilson, he's a big fella, all right? But Hack drove in 191 runs that year. And I bring it up because in the 100 years since then, no one has really come near it.
No.
Lou Gehrig is second, and he was 100 years ago. He had 185. Hank Greenberg, Jimmy Fox, some of the others on the all-time list. Babe Ruth, of course. The most Babe ever got was 168. So Babe never got within 25 of Hack Wilson, and that's Babe Ruth.
And you've also got to think they're playing less games too, shorter
schedule.
They were
playing 154 games. The most anyone has gotten in RBIs in the last 70 years.
Somebody have 142 or something like that.
Manny Ramirez in 99. So that's fairly recent. Manny had 165. And that's pretty good. Now, and then after Manny, Sammy Sosa during the steroid year had 160. But, you know, Manny's 165, and that was, I believe, steroid-aided, people would think. In 1999, that was right in the heart of that. But Manny's 165. That's the best anyone's done in the last 75 years, and that still doesn't bring you within 25 RBIs of Hack Wilson. So that 191 is going to be real tough for somebody ever to get to. And, you know, if you're thinking about it this year, Aaron Judge is way up there. He's got 85.
Is it? Okay.
But even if you double it, and he's got less games left, but even if you doubled it, you'd still be at 170. You'd still be 20 short.
He's got 85. Ozuna and Ramirez from Cleveland have 77 each.
Right.
Bohm, who was on a tear at the beginning of the season, is at 70. So is Josh Naylor.
Yeah.
That's your top five right now.
I just think it's interesting that there's a statistic that's been there for over almost 100 years, and no one's really approached it. I mean, Hack Wilson was Hack Wilson, but, you know, nobody talks about the legend of Hack Wilson. We talk about Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and, you know, all the rest of these guys, Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and DiMaggio and Mantle. And
same thing could probably should be said for Henderson's stolen base record. That's
another one that's another so one far that's out stay. There. Good one. 130 in 1 year for Ricky on the bases. Problem with that one, again, being caught is that nobody runs that much, right?
Right.
Here's the other thing, the outlier on the Henderson season with 130 steals. He got caught 42 times. That means once every four games he was thrown out trying to steal, which basically means that's why stolen bases started to go away, because the teams decided analytically that out was too valuable to give up. Ricky got thrown out 42 times that year.
And was successful 130.
Yeah. He ran 171 times. Or 172 times he tried to steal. Ricky. He's in a insane world of his own. Yeah. All right. Anyway, just food for thought. Frank and the ailing Scraby have put together our Big Five. It's coming up next on Gwen and Chris. I don't want to put words in the mouth of Jim Rome, but he was talking about the second overall pick in the draft, Alex Saar. Frank, I know you're a big NBA fan. Alex Saar, picked by the Washington Wizards, Jim Rome said there in that little clip that he doesn't know how worthy Saar was of being the number two overall pick. The thing he didn't mention or didn't have time to mention, they don't give him a lot of time for that.
No, I've cut those things up before.
You don't get much
easy.
Time.
No.
Yeah. But the reason I think he said that, Saar last night, if you missed it in a summer league game, took 15 field goal attempts and went 0 for 15. That's a rough night for a rookie.
For every-
yeah. But you don't see too many NBA players, even in a summer league game, go 0-for on 15 tries. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello. Big Frank is in here today as Scraby is on the mend. Not his shoulder this time. He's just flat out been sick for a couple of days, and we hope that he'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, Big Frank's doing a whale of a job. And Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol, he'll be back Friday from Cleveland. That's where the Padres will send Matt Waldron to the mound against the Guards to start the second half of the baseball season. One other note on that game Friday. This just irks me. It's the Apple TV game. See the look on your face. Just what I said. The Apple TV game. Who likes it? Is there anybody out there who would rather the game be streamed on Apple than, you know, on their TV where they could just watch it or DVR it and, you know, enjoy it at their leisure? I don't think anyone likes it better because it's on Apple. Maybe there's some people that don't have, you know, a cable TV and they only stream stuff. So they're happy, I guess, because they can maybe stream it. But that's got to be it.
A message to all sports commissioners.
Well, they're not going to listen to you.
Not everything has to be about money. Not everything.
Well,
can you do
something
that's
wouldn't it be
for
nice?
The ease
yeah, but
of access?
Frank, yeah, you're in a dream world.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but everything's about money. And you know, when the stupid All-Star game runs out there in these jerseys, that's for money.
Exactly.
That's it. There's no other reason for it. Money, money, money.
You don't have to monetize everything about every little aspect of every sport. You don't have to do it.
Can't disagree with you, but not going to happen. So, yeah, streaming Friday night, Apple TV, disgust.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
It's just one last note on that, and I just said it to you now while we were off. With how many Apple products I've purchased, I should be able to have Apple TV for free.
They ought to just give it to you on merit.
Like, seriously, that should be done for anyone, by the way. It does not just me. Anyone who has bought a
anything
stupid
who's bought,
amount.
Anyone who's bought 700 Apple products in the last year ought to be able to get the Apple games for free, but you can't. It'll cost you extra. And you have to stream it when they want you to.
Yeah.
And you have to watch all their stupid commercials.
It's especially now with MLS.
Sorry,
the MLS team
can't deal with it. Can't deal with the Friday night Apple games. Not happy.
Especially with MLS Game Pass or whatever it is, they're being stuck on there too. That kind of stinks. Also,
not for me.
Number five.
All right, we hit it. We hit on this yesterday. You'd mentioned how much the Green Bay Packers had made over the course of last year.
Oh, $650 million or whatever.
Apparently, the number has come out today for the NFL as a whole. It came out this morning. NFL teams are doing quite well for themselves monetarily. Last year, each team earned $402.3 million in national revenue.
Is that on in the national revenue?
Yeah. Via Pro Football Talk. Those were the words.
Yeah.
When multiplied by 32, the amount of teams there are in the league made $12.873 billion last year, which is a 7.5% increase from the previous year. Certainly good news for Roger Goodell, who's reportedly shooting for his league to bring in $25 billion in national revenue by 2027. So he's got 2 years to make basically double what he's made.
They just have so much, and they just get more and more.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're bringing it up, because it's just a reminder. It's a reminder of why you shouldn't get mad when your favorite player signs a $90 million 8-year contract. It's chump change for these guys in the National Football League. So if you're going to be mad at a player from, quote, making too much, then be just as mad at the owners, because they make more.
Yeah, exactly right.
It is insane, and it is frustrating that you show up at SoFi Stadium to see an NFL game, and then you pay $100 to park, and they don't even need that.
No.
They don't need that money. They've already whatever.
Made money hand over
fist. Don't get me started.
Already.
They charge you, what, $30 for a beer at a football game nowadays?
This is why I can't stand the NFL.
Who could go? To an NFL football game? Realistically,
I mean, it's not the NFL. It's not a posh sport like tennis. You're pricing normal people out of a normal person sport.
Why is it that and I don't mean this in any other way than to make a statement about it, but why does it seem like the guy next to me is putting on hold paying off his energy bill so that he can afford those tickets to the game he's at, too?
I have not gone to an NFL game in years, and that one game I went to, the tickets were given to me. I don't spend money on the NFL because I can't stand it.
It's greed.
The biggest part for me is it never goes away. It never has an off season. I don't need to hear the AFC South get broken down in March. I don't need to hear that. Just
all
let
right,
it
Frank.
Go away. Let it have an off
season. I love the NFL. I hate the fact that they make so much money. I don't know what I can do about it, though.
We're going to stick with the NFL here for this one.
All right.
Number four.
As the Bears and quarterback Caleb Williams haggle over the remaining language... haggle over the remaining language in his rookie deal, because, again, there's not enough money to go around, there's one clause that definitely will not be added. Per multiple sources, Williams asked the Bears to agree to not use the franchise tag upon expiration of his rookie contract. The Bears said nay, nay. Although multiple veteran players have secured such a commitment, such as Dak Prescott, no rookie has finagled a promise that they won't be tagged.
Okay.
Has Caleb Williams put a lot of pressure on himself to perform?
Well, there's plenty. I mean, you're the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But here's my thing with Caleb Williams. Did I say this to you or to Scraby?
Probably Scraby.
He's high maintenance. And I'm kind of already over him. You know, I'm already over Caleb Williams. I would love it if we lived in you talk about, you know, a world where not everything was monetized. I'd also love it if we lived in a world where once in a while a rookie would actually go out and do something before he started spouting off about how great he is or making demands on his contract.
Saw what his replacement did at the Holiday Bowl? Six touchdowns in the first game he ever stepped on the field for USC?
I do remember that. I was at that game. Yeah, Caleb Williams, I'm just telling you, Caleb, you're making it difficult for any of us to really root for you. And maybe you don't care. But, you know, when you start making all kinds of demands before you've ever... you're already comparing yourself. And you're asking for things that just aren't realistic. It's going to be interesting to watch this guy during Hard Knocks, I must say. He's on the... the Bears are the training camp Hard Knocks this year.
I know there were a couple, at least when Hard Knocks came out, that there were a couple of things that prevented a team from being on. Like, if they were the recent Super Bowl champions, they didn't have to do it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that prevent you from being on.
I thought having a first-year quarterback was a new one, was a thing also.
Yeah.
I guess
I don't know. I can keep track of only so many rules.
That's true,
you know,
too.
But, yeah, I'm having trouble, you know, being a Caleb Williams fan. You know, and I'll say one thing. You talked about the pressure. Here's one thing he's got pressure. He's been surrounded already with more talent than the Bears have had there in,
long time.
You know, since maybe the mid-'80s. I mean, they put some big-time guys around him, so he's going to have to produce right away. I don't see him being the next C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud came into the league last year for Houston. You didn't hear a peep. He just went to work. And he didn't spout off. He just went to work.
Nope.
He did everything right. So we'll see what happens with Caleb.
Number three.
All right, so for the first two, we stuck with the NFL. The first one was about league value. This one is also about league value. Angel City FC is now the most valuable women's sports team in the world, following an agreement by Willow Bay and Bob Iger, I guess that would be, to purchase a controlling stake in the National Women's Soccer League franchise at 20... Dyslexia, killing me again. At $250 million valuation.
Good!
Bay, the dean of the USC Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism, and Iger, the CEO of Walt Disney Company, will become the new majority owners of the LA-based club, which, pending league approval and the closing of the transaction. Does this tell you more about the NWSL's popularity or the rising cost of sports teams?
It tells me more about the popularity.
I agree.
I mean, this is really a big deal for women's professional soccer. And, you know, we have our team here in San Diego. They've been in the news lately for some of the wrong reasons. I don't know if you've been reading up on all of that. And hopefully they'll get that ironed out. The wave will. But This is terrific. I'm so happy for the WNBA. I'm so happy for women's professional soccer. Deep pockets are what make, you know, teams worth it, worth that kind of money. And the Angel FC is the LA-based team, for those who don't know. And this is terrific. Yeah. So, yeah, it just tells me that soccer's getting better and better. And women's sports, we know, is on the rise, and it's not a moment too soon.
Yep, it's only going to get better, especially with the MLS team being here next winter.
Number two.
All right, this is the last one we're going to have time for. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is hoping to represent the U.S. in the 2028 Summer Olympics. Flag football will make its Olympic debut in L.A. Burrow is hoping to participate in the action, saying, quote, "I really want to play for the Olympic flag football team. Like me, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, me and my friends have been out there playing football. I think it'd be really cool. Do you think the NFL teams will allow players to play flag football in the Olympics?"
I will borrow a phrase that you used just a little short while ago.
Uh-oh.
Nay, nay. I don't know that they'll be able to keep them from it, but I know they're not going to want them to. Joe Burrow, you know, he gets hurt walking out to pick up his morning paper. You got to be careful. Put him in a football game, even if it is flag.
It's flag football. It's during the summer. They're not going to be playing in the preseason anyway. Just let them go out there. Let them have fun.
Let them play, you
said. It's their first time. Just do it. I'm one of the guys that believes that the Olympics should be for amateur athletes, college kids. But just, I've already lost that battle.
Sailed,
just go.
Yeah, that ship sailed a long time ago. All right, good job, Frank, on the big four, as it were, today. Much more Gwen and Chris ahead, and a happy hour includes an old visit with Trevor Hoffman that I know you'll love. I don't want to put words in the mouth of Jim Rome, but he was talking about the second overall pick in the draft, Alex Saar. Frank, I know you're a big NBA fan. Alex Saar, picked by the Washington Wizards, Jim Rome said there in that little clip that he doesn't know how worthy Saar was of being the number two overall pick. The thing he didn't mention or didn't have time to mention, they don't give him a lot of time for that.
No, I've cut those things up before. It's not easy. No.
Yeah. But the reason I think he said that, Saar last night, if you missed it in a summer league game, took 15 field goal attempts and went 0 for 15. That's a rough night for a rookie. Yeah, but you don't see too many NBA players, even in a summer league game, go 0 for on 15 tries. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello. Big Frank is in here today as Scraby is on the mend. Not his shoulder this time. He's just flat out been sick for a couple of days, and we hope that he'll be back tomorrow. But in the meantime, Big Frank's doing a whale of a job. And Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol, he'll be back Friday from Cleveland. That's where the Padres will send Matt Waldron to the mound against the Guards to start the second half of the baseball season. One other note on that game Friday. This just he irks me. It's the Apple TV game. See the look on your face. Just what I said. The Apple TV game. Who likes it? Is there anybody out there who would rather the game be streamed on Apple than, you know, on their TV where they could just watch it or DVR it and, you know, enjoy it at their leisure? I don't think anyone likes it better because it's on Apple. Maybe there's some people that don't have, you know, a cable TV and they only stream stuff. So they're happy, I guess, because they can maybe stream it. But that's got to be it.
A message to all sports commissioners.
Well, they're not going to listen to you.
Not everything has to be about money. Not everything.
Well,
can you do something that's
wouldn't it be nice? Yeah, but Frank, yeah, you're in a dream world.
Oh, I know I am.
Yeah, you are. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but everything's about money. And you know, when the stupid All-Star game runs out there in these jerseys, that's for money.
Exactly.
That's it. There's no other reason for it. Money, money, money.
You don't have to monetize everything about every little aspect of every sport. You don't have to do it.
can't disagree with you, but not going to happen. So, yeah, streaming Friday night, Apple TV, disgust.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
It's just one last note on that, and I just said it to you now while we were off. With how many Apple products I've purchased, I should be able to have Apple TV for free.
Yeah, I'll just give saying. It to you on merit.
Like, seriously, that should be done for anyone, by the way. It does not just me. Anyone who has bought a
anything
stupid
who's bought,
amount.
Anyone who's bought 700 Apple products in the exactly. last year ought to be able to get the Apple games for free, but you can't. It'll cost you extra, and you have to stream it when they want you to.
Yeah.
And you have to watch all their stupid commercials.
It's especially now with MLS.
Sorry,
the MLS team
can't deal with it. Can't deal with the Friday night Apple games. Not happy.
Especially with MLS Game Pass or whatever it is, they're being stuck on there too. That kind
Sorry.
Of stinks. Also,
not for me.
Number five.
All right, what you got? We hit it. We hit on this yesterday. You'd mentioned how much the Green Bay Packers had made over the course of last year.
Oh, $650 million or whatever.
Apparently the number has come out today for the NFL as a whole. It came out this morning. NFL teams are doing quite well for themselves monetarily. Last year, each team earned $402.3 million in national revenue.
Is that on in the national revenue?
Yeah. Via Pro Football Talk. Those were the words.
Yeah.
When multiplied by 32, the amount of teams there are in the league made $12.873 billion last year, which is a 7.5% increase from the previous year. Certainly good news for Roger Goodell, who's reportedly shooting for his league to bring in $25 billion in national revenue by 2027. So he's got 2 years to make basically double what he's made.
They just have so much, and they just get more and more.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're bringing it up, because it's just a reminder. It's a reminder of why you shouldn't get mad when your favorite player signs a $90 million 8-year contract. It's chump change for these guys in the National Football League. So if you're going to be mad at a player from, quote, making too much, then be just as mad at the owners, because they make more.
Yeah, exactly right.
It is insane, and it is frustrating that you show up at SoFi Stadium to see an NFL game, and then you pay $100 to park, and they don't even need that.
No.
They don't need that money. They've already whatever.
Made money hand over
fist. Don't get me started.
Already.
They charge you, what, $30 for a beer? At a football game nowadays?
This is why I can't stand the NFL.
Who could go? To an NFL football game realistically?
I mean, it's not the NFL, it's not a posh sport like tennis. You're pricing normal people out of a normal person sport.
Why is it that I don't mean this in any other way than to make a statement about it, but why does it seem like the guy next to me is putting on hold paying off his energy bill so that he can afford those tickets to the game he's at, too?
I have not gone to an NFL game in years, and that one game I went to, the tickets were given to me. I don't spend money on the NFL because I can't stand it.
Yeah,
It's greed.
I can't help it.
It's greed.
Oh,
and
it
for
is
the
so
most
greed.
Important part, the biggest part for me is it never goes away. It never has an off season. I don't need to hear the AFC South get broken down in March. I don't need to hear that. Just
all right,
let it
Frank.
Go away. Let it have an off season.
I love the NFL. I hate the fact that they make so much money. I don't know what I can do about it, though.
We're going to stick with the NFL here for this one.
All right.
Number four.
As the Bears and quarterback Caleb Williams haggle over the remaining language... Haggled over the remaining language in his rookie deal, because, again, there's not enough money to go around, there's one clause that definitely will not be added. Per multiple sources, Williams asked the Bears to agree to not use the franchise tag upon expiration of his rookie contract. The Bears said nay, nay. Although multiple veteran players have secured such a commitment, such as Dak Prescott, no rookie has finagled a promise that they won't be tagged.
Okay.
Has Caleb Williams put a lot of pressure on himself to perform?
Well, there's plenty. I mean, you're the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But here's my thing with Caleb Williams. Did I say this to you or to Scraby?
Probably Scraby.
He's high maintenance. And I'm kind of already over him. You know, I'm already over Caleb Williams. I would love it if we lived in a world where not everything was monetized. I'd also love it if we lived in a world where once in a while a rookie would actually go out and do something before he started spouting off about how great he is or making demands on his contract.
Saw what his replacement did at the Holiday Bowl? Six touchdowns in the first game he ever stepped on the field for USC?
I do remember that. I was at that game. Yeah, Caleb Williams, I'm just telling you, Caleb, you're making it difficult for any of us to really root for you. And maybe you don't care. But, you know, when you start making all kinds of demands before you've ever... you're already comparing yourself. And you're asking for things that just aren't realistic. It's going to be interesting to watch this guy during Hard Knocks, I must say. He's on the Bears or the training camp Hard Knocks this year.
I know there were a couple, at least when Hard Knocks came out, that there were a couple of things that prevented a team from being on. Like if they were the recent Super Bowl champions, they didn't have to do
it. Yeah, there's a bunch of things that prevent you from being on.
I thought having a first-year quarterback was a new one or was a thing also.
Yeah.
I guess
I don't know. I can keep track of only so many rules.
That's true,
you know,
too.
But yeah, I'm having trouble, you know, being a Caleb Williams fan. You know, and I'll say one thing. You talked about the pressure. Here's one thing: he's got pressure. He's been surrounded already with more talent than the Bears have had there in
long time.
You know, since maybe the mid '80s. I mean, they put him some big time guys around him, so he's going to have to produce right away. I don't see him being the next C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud came into the league last year for Houston. You didn't hear a peep. He just went to work. And he didn't spout off. He just went to work.
Nope.
He did everything right. So we'll see what happens with Caleb.
Number three.
All right, so for the first two, we stuck with the NFL. The first one was about league value. This one is also about league value. Angel City FC is now the most valuable women's sports team in the world, following an agreement by Willow Bay and Bob Iger, I guess that would be, to purchase a controlling stake in the National Women's Soccer League franchise at 20... Dyslexia, killing me again. At $250 million valuation.
Good!
Bay, the dean of the USC Enberg School of Communication and Journalism, and Iger, the CEO of Walt Disney Company, will become the new majority owners of the LA-based club, which, pending league approval and the closing of the transaction. Does this tell you more about the NWSL's popularity or the rising cost of sports teams?
it tells me more about the popularity.
I agree.
I mean, this is really a big deal for women's professional soccer. And, you know, we have our team here in San Diego. They've been in the news lately for some of the wrong reasons. I don't know if you've been reading up on all of that. And hopefully they'll get that ironed out. The Wave will. But this is terrific. I'm so happy for the WNBA. I'm so happy for women's professional soccer. Deep pockets are what make, you know, teams worth it, worth that kind of money. And the Angel FC is the LA-based team, for those who don't know. And this is terrific. Yeah. So, yeah, it just tells me that soccer's getting better and better. And women's sports, we know, is on the rise, and it's not a moment too soon.
Yep, it's only going to get better, especially with the MLS team being here next winter.
Number two.
All right, this is the last one we're going to have time for. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is hoping to represent the U.S. in the 2028 Summer Olympics. Flag football will make its Olympic debut in L.A. Burrow is hoping to participate in the action, saying, quote, I really want to play for the Olympic flag football team. Like me, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, me and my friends have been out there playing football. I think it'd be really cool. Do you think the NFL teams will allow players to play flag football in the Olympics?
I will borrow a phrase that you used just a little short while ago.
Uh-oh.
Nay, nay. I don't know that they'll be able to keep them from it, but I know they're not going to want them to. Joe Burrow, you know, he gets hurt walking out to pick up his morning paper. You got to be careful. Put him in a football game, even if it is flag.
It's flag football. It's during the summer. They're not going to be playing in the preseason anyway. Just let them go out there. Let them have fun.
Let them play, you
said. It's their first time. Just do it. I'm one of the guys that believes that the Olympics should be for amateur athletes, college kids. But just, I've already lost that battle.
Sailed,
just go.
Yeah, that ship sailed a long time ago. All right, good job, Frank, on the Big Four, as it were, today. Much more Gwen and Chris ahead, and a happy hour includes an old visit with Trevor Hoffman that I know you'll love.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.